There's a brand new Jared and Katie's Forgive and Forget. We still have Theo and Parker on hold. And Theo came on and said, listen, I made a mistake. I was at my son's baseball game. It's a travel baseball team. It's competitive. And it doesn't make it right. But there's another kid on the team that dropped his second fly ball of the game. Mm-hmm. And to myself and really somebody next to me, I go, man, he sucks.
Yeah. And a key word here, kid.
Okay. Correct.
Yeah, but it gets serious.
But these are not grown men on the competitive baseball team. It's their children.
Right.
Just throwing that out there.
They're pros or even college. You can say they suck.
Yeah.
And at the same time he said it, the father of the boy who dropped the ball happened to just be walking behind him. They're not friends. They don't really know each other except for their son's playing the same baseball team. And he's like, excuse me?
Ain't that the way?
And then he doubled down and said, I just tell it like it is. And, you know, in the heat of the moment. And he's like, really, dude? And he said, but as time has gone on a couple of weeks, that he feels, oh, he shouldn't have done that. So should he be forgiven or not? And Parker will decide in just a few moments, one way or another, for Jared and Katie's Forgive and Forget. Christina, should he forgive?
I don't think he should forgive or forget, because that's not cool to be putting down other people's children that are just trying to play a game and have fun. And that other father deserves to feel uncomfortable at the game because he crossed the line. Mm-hmm. And that I'm just telling it like it is. That's not cool. And you should feel uncomfortable. You can't just apologize and smooth things over.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's not. Mm-hmm. You just need to watch your mouth.
Yeah,
especially around other people's children.
I agree with that. Now, Theo did say, if you missed it a little bit earlier, he said, yeah, I thought I should apologize because I now feel awkward at the games, even though he's the one that said the kid sucks.
Making it about himself.
Yeah, right. Sometimes emotions can get the best of you.
I think that works in some situations, but there's also times where you need to learn to control yourself.
Hmm. Yeah, agreed. Yeah. I mean, I've been at games.
Looking at you, Goodman.
And my...
I'm looking at you.
Okay.
I am. I mean, I think people are like, oh, well, emotions got the best of me. Okay. Learn to control it.
Right. To be fair to Jason, he only says his kids suck. He never says anyone else's kids suck.
Yeah, that's true.
Out loud. He's like, Landon, what are you doing? Not Everly, because she's really good at soccer right now.
I said Landon sucked a lot more than Everly.
Everly's good. Landon was good, too.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Misty. Misty, should Parker forgive Theo for saying his son sucked at baseball?
Yes, he should forgive him. He definitely should forgive him because he probably just said everything that, you know, everybody else was thinking. I mean, and he didn't mean to. It just came out that way.
The worst.
I mean, I don't mean it. That is
one of the best points I've ever heard.
So what, is he a hero? He's a hero because he said what everybody else is thinking? Oh, we should praise this man.
If we all just said what we thought, we all would be dead.
Every single one of us. Oh, he's so brave.
Yeah.
He just said what everybody else thinks.
I told you it gets very serious,
Katie. It is a child.
But it gets very serious.
Child,
it's
a
competitive
child.
Travel,
it's parents
baseball.
Out of control who cannot control themselves. That's what it is.
Oh, I've heard from people who run rec leagues and stuff. My friend Sal helps, my friend Jordan. They say the kids are great. The parents
it's the
really,
parents.
They have so much problem with parents.
Yes.
Fighting with umpires, fighting with referees.
Oh, the other team.
Fighting with
the
other team. Fighting with their own. Fighting with the coach of their own team.
Their own team. Yeah. Do you remember that the state, was it Florida or New Jersey? I can't remember. But it was one of those states where they actually made a rule that you had to volunteer your time.
Yes.
To be either an assistant coach or something, volunteer somehow, some way within the team and be an umpire too, I think, because these parents were so out of control talking trash to the team. And they're like, you're so quick to judge everything that everybody else is doing, but you don't volunteer a second of your time. Mm-hmm. And so they had to volunteer. And I thought it was great.
Yeah. And I've coached before and it's like, ooh, and I've ref before. Ah, ouch.
Yep.
Let's go to Mary. Mary, would you forgive? Should he forgive Parker for saying that his son sucked at baseball?
He should forgive.
And why do you think so?
He stepped up and apologized, showed the kids the example, and the other Parker should forgive him and show the kids the same example.
Okay.
I like that one.
Thank you.
He didn't, though. He didn't in the moment.
No.
He doubled down.
And then a couple weeks later, it's like, I guess it's kind of awkward for me now. So.
Yeah.
Let's go to Rebecca. Should he forgive and forget for saying his son, that his son sucked at baseball?
I think he should. I think they should, Beanie formally apologized. I think they should and set the example for the kids. That's the point, is teaching them ball. You're also teaching them sportsmanship. you know, people get in the heat of the moment of things, and you do need to be able to apologize and accept apologies. Otherwise, the world will just crumble, and people will always bear grudges.
Yeah, that's why we do this segment. Rebecca, good point. Thank you very much. Let's go to Amber. Amber, what do you think?
So, yes, I'm piggybacking off of the last two.
You know, it's the set example for the kids.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, everybody gets in the heat of the moment, but if the dad was man enough, even though it took him this long, he was man enough to, like, apologize. I think it's teaching an example for the children.
Told you, Katie.
Are there anybody? No. No.
What?
Your outbursts are so ridiculous that I don't think anybody would ever forgive or forget. And that brings me to my point. We can forgive, and I do think that you should see the best. I do. And if somebody comes to you and they humble themselves, mm-hmm. and they say, I messed up, please forgive me. Absolutely. But are we really capable of forgetting?
The forgetting part's hard.
Forgetting part is hard. Especially when it comes to somebody talking trash about your child.
And you overheard them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, like how long has this been going on?
It's hard.
All right, so you heard from the audience. Let's go back to Parker. Parker, what do you think? Are you going to forgive and forget with what happened between you and Theo at your kid's baseball game when he dropped a fly ball and he said your son sucked and he kind of got in your face about it?
You know, I mean, definitely feel a little hurt and a little, you know, it was definitely not a cool thing to do, but you know, I mean, to be honest with you, I've never said it out loud, but I've definitely thought that of other kids playing too as well. I mean, it's you know, our kids are an extension of us, and you know, and it's everything they do, you feel like it's part of you. So I do understand it. You know, I do teach my son good sportsmanship, but you know, again, I get it. And, you know, just saying out loud was work out a little weird. But, you know, I think, you know, he owes me a beer and my son a Gatorade. And I think we should be good.
That'll squash it. Yeah.
Theo, what
more than fair. More than fair. And listen, I'll get you a sixer. Did you tell me your favorite beer and I'll get a sixer for both of you guys.
The sixer for me is plenty. Thank you. Yeah.
Cool.
Maybe the eight-pack of Gatorade.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you know, it happens. Competitive sports. I think some honest things were said, Katie, but I think the most honest thing is what Parker said when he was accepting apologies, that he's thought the same thing. He just never has said it out loud.
Yeah, that's the thing. You don't say it out loud. Yeah. And also, no matter how bad your day is or how bad your week is, you can't.
With the kids and stuff.
Yeah.
You just say it after the game to just your family.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
How terrible the other people. No. All right, guys. I know you guys are kind of don't really know each other. Maybe this will start a friendship. But anyway, we appreciate you taking the time and best of luck with everything.
We appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
This has been Jared and Katie's Forgive and Forget.